Ronald, you're a wildlife ranger manager for Forestry and Land Scotland, so I imagine your days are pretty busy. We know being outdoors in the natural world is good for us mentally and physically, so as someone working outdoors, do you experience those benefits on a day-to-day basis at work?
A lot of the general public will factor in walks and other activities in the countryside as part of managing their physical and mental well-being, and it is therefore easy for us to assume that anyone living and working in the countryside is lucky and that mental health welfare should not be an issue. However, this is our office and place of work where we conduct our livelihoods and jobs, which come with the day-to-day pressures to deliver on shoot days, reach cull targets, etc., etc. There have been many occasions when the lines of William Henry Davies's poem, "What is this life full of care? We have no time to stand and stare," has come to my mind when I have been going about my day-to-day work in the countryside. So in our case, the assumed benefits of living in the countryside don't necessarily come to us automatically, and we need to find quality time in our busy lives to top up our mental well-being resilience.
How about family and friends? How do they fit into this?
Family, friends, and even employers have an important role to play in supporting this me time in order to maximise the potential benefits and not to negate the positive effects by associating feelings of guilt with taking the me time. But obviously, that goes both ways. It is also important to have access to a select group of trusted friends who are able to share, empathise, and understand the particular frustrations of your day-to-day working life, enabling you to get things off your chest and hopefully to feel a bit better and more positive about yourself and your circumstances. These days, social media apps like WhatsApp provide secure ways of communicating daily with friends, even when we work in remote areas and in relative isolation. The Gamekeepers Welfare Trust's Check In With a Mate campaign is a great example of this in action.
We've been over the moon with the success of the Check In With a Mate campaign. People have really taken to it and shared the message. It really is important to find a few minutes for others in our day.
Yes, I agree, but it is also important to realise that as individuals, we can maybe please some people some of the time, but we will never please all of the people all of the time, and it is not our job in life to try and do that. You need to prioritise and invest time on family and friends that know the real you and care about you, and marginalise as much as possible the individuals and groups whose interactions tend more often than not to lead to feelings of low mood.
What ways have you found to top up your own well-being and resilience?
There is no silver bullet remedy because we're all going through the various stages associated with life's pathway, with our own unique set of circumstances of family, job, age, location, etc. For me personally, quality me time has come in many different forms, depending on the particular circumstances I have found myself in whilst going through life's journey. For example, playing rugby, five-a-side football, gardening, music, listening to podcasts, a quiet half hour in the garden first thing in the morning, listening and watching the birds go about their business, recreational stalking, training for a marathon or a half marathon, trekking, and doing Munros, etc. The ideal activity is something which has a mix of physical activity to release endorphins, but also requires you to concentrate the mind solely on what you are doing and forces you to clear your mind of the current day-to-day clutter which we all have to deal with. This will be unique to every individual and might change as your circumstances change. Ideally, the activity should be more likely to have a positive outcome rather than negative, and leaves you feeling positive about yourself and your circumstances. However, as your circumstances change, you may find that some activity which gave you enjoyment in the past may not be having the same positive outcome which it previously did. When this happens, it is important to take time to consider why this has happened and what options you have to adapt to the change and get the most out of your me time once again.
Some great advice about being around the right people, investing time in them, and being open to make changes in the things you do to top up your well-being as things change in life. Thanks for taking the time to share it with us.